Okay, well, for Solomon, he was the richest king that ever lived because that was part of God's blessing. When he became king, God asked him one question. You know, what would you like? You know, he could have asked, God, give me riches, give me power, give me fame. Instead, he asked for one simple thing. He asked for wisdom. God basically said, okay, yeah, I'm going to give you that. And because that is what you asked for, I'm also going to give you all the riches and power and fame that you didn't ask for. On top of that, it's like a, you know, icing on top of the cake.
Here's a question, though. Do you think that all those riches played a direct role in his eventual fall?
Well, I think what definitely happened is the fact that he allowed his heart to be influenced by everything, by riches, by the world around him.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is a guy who had wisdom from God, and yet he still said, it's not enough. And he turned his back on God. And because of that, Israel was punished. I mean, like, the fact that when he actually did come back to God, God was like, okay, fine, you're back with me, which is great, but there is punishment that's coming. And part of that punishment is when he died, the kingdom was split in two. And then even later on, we see evil kings, you know, many of them in regards to like only a few good kings, that kind of thing. And eventually, Israel was destroyed. I mean, like, there's a ritual actually described called the Tisha B'Av, which is basically the saddest day in the Jewish calendar, in which they fast, deprive themselves, and pray. Culmination of 3 weeks, a period of time during which they actually mark the destruction of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. Yeah, you know, it really is one of those sad things where Israel's only been a nation since 1967.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a fact that they were almost wiped off the earth in World War II by the Nazis.
Yeah.
You know, and this is part of that destruction that God talked about, the fact that you turned your back on me, so I will not rest until, you know, basically the punishment has been fulfilled. And, you know, Israel has had to face that time and time again where they turned their backs on God, they rebelled against God, God had to punish them, they come back to God. It's this ongoing cycle with them, and you know, it still happens to this day, I would say.
It's really sad when you read certain stories. I think Solomon's one of it. Another one's like Samson.
Yeah.
Like that, what could have been?
Oh, I know. The tragedy of Samson. I mean, like, you know, you think of, sure, he killed 5,000, I believe it was.
All the Philistines.
You know, during his death. But yet, think of what he could have accomplished had he kept his focus on God.
Absolutely. Just like Solomon. Like, I wonder where it would have been if, you know, he wouldn't have allowed all his wives and everyone to take his heart away from God, you know, and turn it towards their gods and
it's,
stuff. You know?
It's so true. I mean, like, and the same could be said for each of us. I mean, like, how much more could we have accomplished for God had we not, you know, indulged her flesh?
But you know what the great thing is? We're still here. We're living. The story is not finished to be written yet.
Yep.
So we can just pick it up and move it forward and learn.
That's right.
There you go.